Hey everyone, this is Eileen Smith. Coming up on this episode of the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, we're going to talk about 5 tools that can help you optimize your use of social media. Started today, I want to give a big shout out to the Tech Monks, and that's the Tech Monks podcast. And those Tech Monks are Tim Author, Aaron K. White, and Damon Noland. I want to give a shout out to them and let you know that I did an interview with them. You can head over to techmonkspodcast.com, look for episode number 20, and in that episode, you'll see they interviewed me for about an hour, and we had a real in-depth conversation about blogging, social media, podcasting, and YouTube. So check out the Tech Monks podcast and my interview over there. Let's get started talking about social networking and social media optimization. The reason I want to talk about those two topics today is I just looked at my Google Analytics for my blog, and I kind of wanted to take an overview of traffic and where traffic is coming from on my blog. And of course, Google and organic search engine traffic is the number one place where traffic is coming from, and that's a good thing. But then after that is Twitter and Facebook. Now, I'm surprised at this Facebook because I'm really not as active on Facebook, but it turns out a lot of my readers are active on Facebook, which is a good thing. Now, what some of you may not know about me is that I have 3 Twitter accounts that I manage. Well, 2 are my own personal, and 1 I manage for work. So it's really important for me to maximize the amount of time that I spend on social networks. So I like to have tools that allow me to access these different accounts at once. One of my favorite tools, and if you've been following me for a while, you probably know I'm a huge fan of Hootsuite. And one of my favorite things about Hootsuite is how you can filter the streams that you're following. And most of the time I filter them by Twitter lists. I put people in lists and then I can just monitor those lists. For example, you guys know I'm a big fan of podcasting. So when I want to monitor all the folks that I have in the podcasting list, I just put them in a column on Hootsuite and I'm good to go. Now, the accounts that I have hooked up on my Hootsuite are my Twitter accounts and my Facebook accounts. But you can also add your LinkedIn, Foursquare, Ping.fm, WordPress.com, MySpace, or Mixie. Now, for me, Ping.fm is the only other one that I would consider using because Ping.fm broadcasts to other social networks. And that's a whole nother topic, but I don't really have Ping.fm hooked up to my Hootsuite. But if I wanted to, I could. But the real advantage for me is in terms of posting to Facebook and also monitoring Facebook. So after I've posted something on Facebook, I can see if anyone has commented or liked the post. And that way I don't have to go back over to Facebook if there's no comments, since I'm already in Hootsuite because that's where I do most of my tweeting. If I see a like or if I see a comment and I want to go and interact, I can go over to Facebook to do that. Or I can respond to the comment right inside of Hootsuite. And Hootsuite also has apps that you can add in. I can monitor my YouTube account from Hootsuite as well as my Tumblr account. Another nice one that you can add on Hootsuite is Flickr. So see, I like that because it is multifunctional And these are all free tools. So you kind of can't beat Hootsuite. I know a lot of people like to use TweetDeck, but I don't think TweetDeck lets you post to Facebook, monitor Facebook, or any of that. So Hootsuite is my preference. Oh, not to mention that you can schedule tweets and check your analytics as well in Hootsuite. So Hootsuite is my number one tool. The next tool that I like to use is called Timely. Now, Timely is strictly for Twitter, but I can add as many accounts as I want. And right now I have 4 accounts hooked up to Twitter. And I know I said I only have 3 Twitter accounts, but there was a time when I used a 4th one. I don't use that one anymore, but it's still sitting there. So if I really wanted to get something out, I could use that 4th account as well. And that lets you schedule tweets. What's unique about Timely is that they will analyze your tweet stream and find the maximum times for you to do your tweeting. So there's no guesswork. You don't have to think. You don't have to worry about what time something's going to go out. You just set your account up. Each account gives you a choice of tweeting 3 times a day, 5 times a day, or 9 times a day. And you don't have to worry about what time it goes out. You just use Timely. And let me just give you a little pro tip on using Timely, because I know a lot of you guys are probably using it already. There is an extension for Chrome that you can install that is a lot quicker than the Bookmarklet. That extension for Timely, it's not an official extension from them, but the developer has done an excellent job with it, and it's always available. Because I've noticed that sometimes the Timely Bookmarklet is a little finicky, and sometimes it doesn't want to load right away, or it takes too long to load. But the extension, never had a problem loading it. I've been using it for about a month now, and that's a pro tip for you. Okay, another tool that will help you maximize your social networking, as well as help you curate content on the web, is called Paperly. Many of you have used Paperly before, but I want you to think out of the box a little about different ways that you can use Paperly. First of all, let me back up. Paperly is a Twitter newspaper, and you set up this Twitter newspaper based on people that you're following, a Twitter list, mentions of a certain person or of a certain Twitter account. Paperly has also added functionality to follow topics or people on Google Plus. You also have access to Facebook. So you can search by keywords from Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, hashtags on Twitter. You can add an RSS feed. So set up Paperly as a monitoring station. Once again, let's go back to my example of podcasting. I can look for the word podcasting or podcasts from Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus. I don't have to tweet that Paperly out if I don't want to. I can go into those individual stories, tweet them as I want, using Timely, you know, to spread them out over the course of the day. Or if the Paperly just turned out to be really good, I can go ahead and tweet it and mention of those that I want to mention in the tweet. And that helps you build up your SEO, because everybody should know that social media is a great place to build up SEO around a topic that you have interest in, or a topic that you're trying to rank for in Google. And so Paperly is another way. Like I said, think outside of the box. You can use it to curate content, and you can use it for your own personal newspaper. You don't have to tweet it out if you don't want. Hey, on the other hand, if the Paperly turns out to be something worthwhile tweeting, go ahead and tweet it out. That brings us to the next tool, which is called Plugio. Plugio is a tool that lets you monitor Twitter, manage your accounts. You can unfollow people. Now, this is really what I use Plugio for, because Plugio will go through your accounts and say, okay, these people are not following you back, or they don't interact with you. You may have been following them for a year, but you never talk to them, you know, they never talk to you. unfollow them, you know, because you're trying to eliminate noise, even though they may, you may say, oh yeah, I remember that person, but you're just not interacting with them, not on Twitter anyway. Maybe you interact with them somewhere else. Maybe you start following them on Google Plus. But the point is that Plugio can help you flush out those lists. Plugio can also monitor topics and find users that are tweeting about your topic. You can also monitor Facebook, Flickr, and ping.fm from Plugio. So it has a lot of functionality in it as well. Make sure you go and check out Plugio. That's Pluggio.com. Last but not least, another one of my favorite tools I want to share with you today is called Buffer. Yes, Buffer app. And one of the cool things about Buffer is the people behind this tool. And my favorite guy is Leo Widrich. And he has been promoting Buffer. And I'll tell you what I like about it. But first of all, let me just tell you what Buffer has. I'm looking at their goodies page right now. Buffer is a tool that you can use for tweeting, and it buffers your tweets throughout the course of the day, but you can also use it for posting to your Facebook page. Woohoo! Yes, you can install the Chrome extension, Firefox extension, the Bookmarklet, Safari extension. You can get it inside of Twitter, so that even when you're on Twitter, you can just hit a little button and buffer that tweet instead of tweeting it. You can get in your Google Reader. They have it for Android and iPhone. You can install it on your blog as a buffer button, and that will help promote people to retweet your blog post, because a lot of times people are surfing around. They may not even have time to read your article, but they know if they put it in that buffer, they're going to come back and check it later because they're tweeting it out. It also incorporates or integrates with a couple of other tools. One is called Strawberry Jam, and the other one is Refiner. In my buffer, I have 5 accounts. One of them is my Facebook page. The other is my Facebook page from work, and the 3 Twitter accounts that I mentioned at the very beginning of this podcast. You can schedule notifications so that you're notified when you need to put some tweets or posts into your buffer. You have the option to schedule posts throughout the day. You go in and pick the times. And the other thing about Buffer is also gives you analytics to let you know how many people have clicked on your tweet or let you mark it as a favorite. And you can also reply to people once they've retweeted you. You can thank them right there from Buffer. You don't have to go back into Twitter or Hootsuite in order to do that. That's my roundup for today. Okay, once again, here's those 5 tools: Hootsuite, Timely, Paperly, Plugio, and Buffer. Well, that's it for today. Hey, if you got any questions on any of those things, why don't you send me a tweet? My Twitter is Eileen, and that's Ileane. Visit the blog at basicblogtips.com or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And that's the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. It's been my pleasure visiting with you today. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.